My name is Shelley Mitchell, and I am the Conservative Party candidate for the Bossiger riding.
Okay, Shelley, so why did you decide to run in this election?
I decided to run primarily because I believe we need to have change. We are not going in the right direction with our Liberal Party structure, and the Conservative Party has a solid plan for Canada's recovery.
Okay, and what made you want to be part of the Conservative Party?
Well, I truly believe that the leader, Erin O'Toole, is a solid and honest person. I know that he comes from a background of military service, so he does, in fact, know what a veteran is. And I believe his service rendered him capable of understanding all of the complexities of our society today, rendering actual accountability to the people who are serving our country.
Okay, and Shelley, what are you hearing from constituents thus far?
From constituents, I'm hearing that they have not been heard for a very long time, that they're actually not being truly represented in Ottawa, and I know that they desire change as well.
All right, so Shelley, healthcare has been under the microscope in recent months amid the pandemic. New Brunswick is facing a huge shortage of both nurses and physicians. Understanding that it's up to the province to deliver healthcare, what would you do to help address this?
Absolutely. Healthcare, yes. It's no secret that our healthcare system needs help desperately. I believe in the principle of universal healthcare access, and so does the Conservative Party. Everyone deserves good healthcare. Funding is a critical component in order to provide an appropriate level of healthcare service, and the Conservative Party will increase transfer payments to the province by at least 6%, which will see several billion dollars more in the provincial coffers.
Okay, and many businesses have struggled over the past year and a half as a result of the pandemic. What will you do to help support them?
Yes, businesses are struggling. A lot of the mom-and-pop shops of yesteryear are now closed simply because of lack of funding and lack of manpower. So we need to get people back to work as safely and as quickly as possible. In order to have that happen, we need to work towards the reintegration of people into the workplace, as well as provide opportunities for immigrants to come in and help us serve all of the people.
Okay, and in addition to affecting businesses, the pandemic has impacted nearly all Canadians. So what will you do to help everyday middle-class Canadians and those who are struggling to get ahead?
Well, affordability for everyone is becoming a problem. So the Conservative Party is committed. They have a detailed plan to get inflation under control, to lower prices and make life affordable for more families, including daycare services. They have an actual plan to render the families of today the opportunities that they wish to have by providing them funds directly for daycare services.
Okay, and speaking of affordability, affordable housing has become a huge concern. Year over year, New Brunswick saw the largest increase in average rent prices. What would you do to address that and help those who are having a hard time with affordable housing?
Affordable housing is absolutely what needs to get under control here. So we need to look at working with the provinces and all levels of government, including the municipalities. Collaboration is key to address the soaring costs of renting a home, and bringing new rental units to the market is also imperative. So we would encourage investment in affordable, purpose-built rental housing, and affordable to mean that it's not going to be double the price of rent.
Okay, Shelley, I believe those are all the questions I have. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
I would like to add that I'm here because I want change for the better. I believe the Conservative Party's recovery plan is a solid plan to rebuild our economy, lower prices, increase jobs while supporting health care and mental health. It's vital that our governments and institutions are accountable at the highest levels. Canadians should expect nothing less. I became a police officer in 2003, and I took an oath to protect and serve. That oath is still a part of who I am, and the people of Bossiger riding can put their trust in me. I guarantee them true and honest representation in Ottawa.